You know, my love of the game goes all the way back to when I was a little boy, and my dad started taking me out to Orioles games and started playing catch with me, really before I could play catch. But he just wanted me to know about baseball and took me to the first game ever that the Orioles played at Memorial Stadium in 1954. I was 7 years old, and I remember to this day what it felt like coming up out of the ramp to get into the lower bowl and seeing the green grass. And I think we've all had that experience. If you love the game, that certainly is part of it. And he used to take me to about 20 to 25 games a year, and they would all be Orioles games. But sometimes we would travel to New York to see the Orioles play the Yankees, and so I got a lot of baseball in my formative years, and so I think that has a lot to do with it. It seems that whatever we do when we're young, either albeit learning a language or learning a sport, it'll stick with you forever. But one thing that I found myself doing pretty early on was being drawn to the statistics part of it. And every morning I would get up and look at the box scores, not just for the Orioles, but around the league. And I like to think that I learned about math and numbers back then. And I'm very good with numbers today. I have a good numbers memory mechanism built in and can add and subtract real fast and do all those things. And I think baseball helped me with that. So it's... you know, it's been with me a long time, and certainly the game is the greatest game that man has ever invented, I think, for so many reasons, and I'm real sensitive to that.